You are listening to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops, on hoopfeed.com. This is David Siegel, welcoming you to another Dishin' and Swishin' podcast here on hoopfeed.com. Since Dishin' and Swishin' started a few years ago, I've had the pleasure of interviewing some of the greatest legends of women's basketball. I'm still amazed when I think about my conversations with players like Cynthia Cooper, Ann Myers, and Lisa Leslie. I've talked to the best journalists like Mel Greenberg, Wendy Parker, and Michelle Vopel. I've had on coaches like Gino Auriemma, Kim Mulkey, Gary Blair, and Tara Vanderveer. But in all of this time, there was only one interview that I can recall that I was really nervous about. Only one person did I suddenly feel shy or timid in requesting an interview. That person was the one and only Pat Summitt. I don't know if I expected that the stare would come through the phone line if I asked a dumb question, or if I was just afraid this guy from Connecticut would be turned away because I was just that, a guy from Connecticut. But last winter, during the 2010-2011 season, I really wanted to have Coach Summitt on as a guest. The Lady Vols were red hot. They had started out well, but then they were shocked by Georgetown over Thanksgiving, and then a few games later they were beaten by Baylor in Waco on December 14th. However, they beat Stanford the very next game only 5 days later and went on a winning streak that included wins over Rutgers and then ripping through the beginning of the SEC conference schedule. When I got the call from the Tennessee office granting me access to Coach Summitt, the team had just gone into Fayetteville and crushed Arkansas 72-53 in a homecoming game for junior Shakina Strickland that saw her put on a performance that gave her a career high in scoring. They only asked me one thing. They politely said that they knew I was from Connecticut. Could I please stick to the current season with my questions? I didn't have the guts to tell them that I was too nervous getting to talk to the ultimate coaching legend, the ultimate winner, and the ultimate champion to risk annoying her and getting the stare through that phone line by asking something else. The thought had never even crossed my mind to ask a question about anything other than the Lady Vols. When I did finally meet up on the conference line with Coach Pat Summitt, I spoke to one of the kindest, most impressive people I've ever spoken to. She had a way of making me feel comfortable, as if she could sense that I was nervous talking to her at the beginning. The trepidations melted away, and the questions on the tremendous Lady Vol run just started flowing. We talked about everything from the improved play of Strickland and Glory Johnson, how Megan Simmons had altered the mix, and how excited she was to see Lisi Brewer, Kelly Kane, and Vicky Boss starting to feel healthy again. And even then, back in January 2011, she talked about how Ariel Massengale's arrival at Tennessee the next season would change things. So, as the greatest of the great coaches takes on a new role at Tennessee and leaves her familiar spot on the Tennessee bench, it is my pleasure to finally remember that day in 2011 when I interviewed Coach Pat Summitt for the Dishin' and Swishin' radio show by replaying that for you today as part of the Dishin' and Swishin' podcasts. Here's the legend Coach Pat Summitt, and in the words of one of my favorites, Neil Young, long may you run.
Hey, everybody, it's David on another edition of Dishin' and Swishin', and I am always thrilled when I have one of the legends of the game, one of the great Hall of Fame coaches, able to join me and spend a few moments with our listeners, and that's the case right now, and it is truly a pleasure to welcome Coach Pat Summitt from the Tennessee Lady Vols at this time. Coach, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. The team is currently sitting number 5 in the country, and you're riding a 12-game winning streak that started with that OT win at Stanford. They're 9-0 in conference and really playing some great ball right now. How do you attribute what you seemed less than satisfied at the beginning, and now all of a sudden the team is really rolling. Where's the big difference so far to you?
Well, I think leadership. I think we're an older team, and the fact that we've got Kelly Kane and Gory Johnson doing a good job on the inside, and Lisi Brewer back from her Achilles injury, so our post size is pretty good. Shakina Strickland has really come on in a leadership role, and of course, Angie Bjorklund has got some foot issues, so she's been out. And we've had other people step up. Tabor Spaney, she and Strickland last night really, really played well against Arkansas and, just knocked down shots. And I thought we played well off our bench as well.
One of the things that I always enjoy seeing is, now this is a tough enough game and there's enough pressure on these kids to begin with, and people forget so often that, you know, they are young women that are playing this. But to go into your hometown area and have all those extra people in the family watching you and play a game like Shekinah Strickland did last night is always such a fun thing to watch.
Well, it was fun to watch her play, I'm telling you, and having her family there. I mean, they're just passionate, the place was rocking, and it was really neat to have all of her family members and her friends, and to see her step up, and it didn't bother her. If anything, it motivated her, and I just thought she was very poised, and also just had a lot of grit about her.
Now, how much, in your opinion, do you think having the freshman sensation around her and freeing up Shekinah from handling the ball all the time, has that helped her be more at ease at the 2-3 and really play in all facets of her game? Her numbers are statistically not what they were, but she seems to be playing really superior ball than I've ever seen her.
Yeah, she's playing really, really solid. And Megan Simmons struggled a little bit last night, and I think just trying to do too much, and watch tape with her today before practice, and you know, she's a quick learner. She saw that she was stressing a little bit and just trying to force things, and so I think she's going to be a great player. I mean, she is she's got great quickness. I mean, her speed is probably one of the best guards in that regard that's been at Tennessee. So great upside for Megan. And then Kamiko Williams came in last night and pretty much handled the point position as we closed out that game. And those two, while they're not necessarily true point guards, and we've got a true point guard coming in next year in Arielle Madison-Gale, but I think these two can share that, and you know, we may do it by committee, but I think this team is coming together in that regard.
Coach, now, did you expect Megan to come in and have this much of an impact and be this type of player for your team this year?
I had in my mind I thought that she would have great influence just from watching her play and just sizing up her game. You know, went down and watched her a couple times and just felt like that she could be a player of impact, and she has been, and she will continue to be, but there's growing pains, you know, from game to game. And I think this past game she learned a lot because she was trying to do entirely too much, and I think just composure is it's something that takes a little bit of time.
I don't think I've ever seen a year where there's been so many influential freshman point guards on such major programs as there is this year, between Megan and Bria Hartley and Odyssey Sims and even Choni Shimmel at Louisville. I mean, it's been amazing the impact that the freshmen have had at that position this year.
Well, that position is key. And you're right. I mean, all those freshmen have really they've had great influence and impact on the success of their teams. And you know, that's why when you're looking for players, one of the first things we want is to have great point guards. And that's you know, that's always a key. And then obviously our inside game. So, but I think Megan will continue to get better. She and Kamiko both, and like I said, then we'll have Arielle coming next year. So I think we'll have a solid backcourt.
Well, I would say so. It's certainly going to be quite a combination. Now, one player whose play of late has really has to warm your heart, because I know that you've expected and hoped for so much out of Glory Johnson during her years, but it seems like after January 1st, the light went on. And she has just been putting up double-doubles and some spectacular numbers.
You're exactly right, David. I'm telling you, she's just been terrific. And the thing about Glory is she's not trying to step out and shoot the three ball. She knows that where she's going to have the most success is in the paint. And, you know, she's got great hands and uses a glass extremely well, and just really pleased with her development. Dean Lockwood, my assistant, has just spent tremendous amount of time with her. And obviously we have Pratt Pavilion and as well as Thompson Bowling. So there's no excuse for not getting in a lot of reps to improve your game. And she's done that.
One of the things that has been so impressive to me about the season that you've had so far is the way that you've had to cut and paste with the posts. And, you know, it's such, as you said, it's such an important part of the game to have those players that can rebound and do things, block shots and score inside. And with the unfortunate injuries for Kelly Kane and Lysia Brewer and of course Vicky Baugh, it's been very tough for the Lady Vols to put together and know who's going to be playing post each day.
It's a guessing game a lot of times. It really is. But, you know, you just have to work through it and not panic. And, you know, you don't want your team to, you know, feel like we're not as good as we should be. You know, you just say, hey, guess what? Somebody else has got to step up and make plays and, you know, do the dirty work. And for the most part, they have been very focused on doing exactly what we have asked them from our coaching staff.
As you're getting closer to the end of the SEC season and then, of course, the tournaments, where do all of the posts stand in terms of health? Do you expect them to be, you know, as close to 100% as possible for the NCAA tournament and for the SEC conference tournament?
I feel good about it. I really do. I think Lisi's the one that, you know, will need to catch up a little bit just because of her injury. With the Achilles, which is obviously had been a very serious injury for her, but she's back on the floor and getting some playing time, and hopefully that will expand as we move forward. And overall, I like our team's chances, both from a guard position, and we get Angie healthy, and obviously our post game is pretty solid.
Do you like the way that this season has played out when you've started fairly as under the radar as a Tennessee team can be? You're always going to be scrutinized and you're always going to be looked at as the team to beat in the SEC. But on a national scale, it seems that Baylor has really taken a lot of the press away, and Stanford with the way that they've played, and Connecticut. It seems that Tennessee just seems to be sitting there right there at the number five spot, just waiting for one of the big four to eventually have to play them.
Well, let's hope so. That's where we want to be. And we're just going to keep working every day. And who knows what matchup we'll have, but hopefully we will definitely have the focus and the competitive drive to do what we got to do in postseason.
And this weekend you get to play what I refer to as the other Tennessee team, and that's Matthew Mitchell's Kentucky team and his Tennessee staff.
That's right.
So they
know exactly what we're going to do, I'm sure, and we have a good idea of what they will do. And so we're all in the know. We just gotta go out and get the job done.
It should be a great crowd there in Lexington, too, for this one.
Oh, yeah, it should be awesome.
And I'm sure that everybody's looking forward to that game.
Oh, yes, we are. But I'm glad we got a week here to prepare.
Well, Coach, I don't want to take too much of your time. I realize that you've been very busy and just finishing practice.
No problem.
I do want to thank you for taking the time to come on with me and to talk about this year's Lady Vols team. I'm looking forward to watching them in another deep tournament run, and looking forward to another SEC title and a Final Four berth.
I'm hoping we're going to be right there, so I appreciate it. Okay, David?
You take care and good luck.
All right. Thanks. Bye.